You're listening to SBS News.
Almost 8 months since Australia's most iconic performance venue closed its doors to the public, the Sydney Opera House is re-emerging by keeping audiences connected in the virtual world. On the 17th of March 2020, the Sydney Opera House cancelled public performances due to the spread of COVID-19. While theatres remain empty, the stage has been busy. Since the venue's closure, it has hosted over 50 events, all performed to empty auditoriums, but viewed by millions online. That trend will continue as the venue recovers from the effects of the pandemic. Figures released by the Opera House management show that over 31 weeks, live streams have received more than 6 million views globally. Head of Digital Programming, Stuart Buchanan, says the digital series of events have captured the imaginations of audiences in a COVID-safe manner.
When the doors closed, we decided that we wanted to continue the work of the house during the pandemic and continue to present work, and particularly new Australian work, which is very challenging to do when there's no audience present. So we essentially created a digital season, and for the last 7 months I've been presenting a mix of new works live on stage and archive material from Sydney Opera House.
Last year, the Opera House welcomed more than 10 million patrons and generated $177 million in revenue. But for most of this year, it has been relying on free online performances to keep audiences engaged. While Australian audiences make up most of the viewership, the program has received large online traffic from the United States, Germany, New Zealand and Canada.
One of the key things this has shown us is that the future of the Opera House can include a hybrid model of live presentation and digital presentation. I think prior to COVID, there's perhaps some kind of reticence or a kind of lack of understanding that actually digital can enhance the experience or can certainly run in parallel and provide an alternative. And now that we've done it at volume consistently week after week, we can now see that that hybrid model is actually one that's viable going forward.
The weekly live stream program includes music, dance, opera, comedy and cabaret. The venue's production crew is preparing for an event with Australian jazz band Godet. Guitarist Dave Rodriguez says performing without a live audience is challenging for a musician.
I'd like to think there's not that much of a difference. I'd like to think that we're going to give the same amount of energy or the music's going to be just as good. There's definitely an energy exchange that happens with a live audience, but I guess who knows. I've done a whole bunch of live streams during this period, actually in less high production value, did a bunch from home and all of that kind of stuff, but I guess we'll soon find out. We're definitely excited.
Mr. Rodriguez isn't the only one struggling to adapt professionally to the new COVID normal environment for performances. Sydney Opera House Head of Recording and Broadcast, Shane Johnson, helps musicians prepare for the transition.
Most artists are used to performing in front of a live audience. That's what they do. So this quite often is unusual for them, or they don't have much experience. So we brief them on what the setup is, where the cameras are, how we mic it, how it's going to sound. And then they can use that to maximise their performance and amplify that so that people out, you know, anywhere in the world are watching it and they can engage with it.
The Godet Band will perform 60 Giant Steps, marking the 60th anniversary of the release of the jazz composition Giant Steps by musician John Coltrane. The band is expanding the original 4-minute song into a 40-minute improvised instrumental performance. The Sydney Opera House plans to host more streamed events moving forward, but not for every show. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.